Your hands look like if you took a surgical glove and you just blew a little hand. Like, you know, anyway, my bad. Ain't nobody gonna watch this shit tonight, but hey, welcome back, fellas. Welcome back with your bitch ass. Like, let's get on you right quick.
We ain't recorded on a third. Yeah, you.
See?
You on probation.
Yeah. We already said it. Just motherfucker say one more again. I'm on my way. Don't show. Cause you said you was on 95 at 7:30. Yeah. Got here at 9:30.
Yeah, nah, cause I was outside on the phone.
For that's 45 minutes.
Almost. It was what it seemed like.
Well, the dog had it.
Nah, he had to be talking to Tony.
Nah. Now, Chad said he had to watch Blake on FaceTime before, cause he left a little early in his career.
Y'all ain't seen that nigga that went on Facebook Live and asked people if they could watch his daughter so he can run to the stove.
And his people comment like, sit down.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You ain't never seen that?
Nah.
That's your funniest ass.
Had to be from Fayetteville.
Either they from Fayetteville.
Black won't come from Fayetteville. You don't live in Fayetteville. You live in like Lumberton or something. Like you.
Rayford.
Yeah, same shit.
Yeah,
same you out there.
Yeah.
They really don't like.
They don't like
nah. You.
Nah,
like,
everybody out there drive them doolies. Big ass doolies, yeah. But them shits be tilted.
like
shit look like he's doing a willy.
Man.
And you extra black.
Yeah.
You extra crispy.
They got some essays out there, boy.
Yeah.
Man, look, like, this shit rough out here now. It is. You better watch yourself.
It is. I'm strapped.
If Black was a slave, what would his job be? Like, because I feel like he got
foreman. You got. Nah, I'll take that back. Now, you be doing work.
Yeah, right alongside Chad.
Nah, hell no. He going to be the foreman. They be like, yeah, he ain't got a lot of work now. like we said, if they had like a slavery draft, he'd be the last pick. LeBron James would be the first pick.
Yeah. And y'all see what happened when you picked me last. You got your ass kicked.
So you really think you just go, I'm going to just pick Cotton better than the rest of them. That's what you're going to do?
Yeah. I'm going to be better than you.
Man, fuck that. Fuck B. Simone. Hey, y'all, just let
if we was in the cotton field, I could just hear Justin in the back. This is a motherfucker. This is some bullshit. Nah, fuck y'all, man. This coronavirus shit, man. Y'all need to back the fuck up. Well, I'm about to go home.
They go on, yeah. I'll revolt anyway.
They ain't even give us no gloves.
Yeah. I can see it now. They going to be like, he supposed to be in the house anyway. Nah, but I'm out here fighting with y'all.
You hey, why this nigga Crunch FaceTime me and say, who all there? Oh, you there, MJ there, Black there, oh, that Rainbow nut.
Slice.
Y'all weird, man.
Y'all niggas got
Slice.
Yeah, like.
Huh? Slice.
You want to slice?
He said, oh, fuck Kimbo. So, like, I don't know what the fuck wrong with him. I see. Hey, you do got Pop Smoke braids now. Think about it.
He lost.
B. Simone giving a financial
Seminar,
just to let y'all people know. She gonna teach y'all how not to plagiarize.
Yeah, talk about copyright infringement.
And how to say it and get y'all money.
I feel like that was a, like when she went to mediation with the people that she put, like that was a stipulation, like.
She has to give that seminar. Yeah,
you're gonna have to give a free Zoom. That's what it is. It's a webinar. Like,
right. I need all that million you supposedly made off that little bullshit book you made.
I want to know, is she going to write the material for her seminar?
No.
Of course not.
You know who's going to write it.
Who?
DC Youngfly. Man. She's going to say, yeah.
That shit going to be hood as hell.
Yeah, she's going to like, yeah. You know, just don't copy that when you ugly ass boy. Like, that's going to be a little shit like that. Like,
no, you can't copy that.
That's
going to
be Nick Cannon probably, though. It's probably Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon?
Who, like,
he can help her.
In her corner, like, who you know in her corner got money for real?
The baby?
In her corner for real. Like, he ain't in her corner for real. He put it in one music video. He don't give a fuck about it.
She was in the video?
He in them
in
guts.
The Find My Way video. Fire Song, by the way.
He in them guts.
You think so?
Hitman how?
Hitman probably got paper, too.
Yeah, he got.
He, like, one of the best battle rappers ever. And I know Nick Cannon fan.
Yeah.
Like, I think he signed to Nick Cannon, too.
Incredible
Records.
So he been writing Nick Cannon shit.
Who Nick Cannon?
Him or either conceded. Where I put him on either Charlie Clips.
Charlie Clips. I fuck with Charlie Clips.
Yeah. So anyway. So if y'all want to sign up for her webinar, I don't give a fuck where it's at. You can sign up for
it. What webinar?
But I'm saying they gotta send a Zoom link somewhere.
I'll get on it.
You gonna get on it?
Yeah.
If I get on it, I'm talking shit.
It's gonna be on Snapchat.
Yeah.
How you think she just paid for her trip to Miami?
Oh, she in Miami?
Yeah.
She getting COVID.
She what?
She getting COVID.
Yeah. I mean, she's still getting the Nick Cannon check too now. Like,
I just feel like she's not gonna be on. She might be on the next season while not just to save face, but she ain't gonna be on.
Where's Jess Hilarious?
Baltimore.
I think she dead.
Chill.
Man, I see her on IG all the time.
Ever since her news leak, like, she just...
Her news leak?
Yeah.
Her news leak and her hairline. Y'all remember that?
Oh, nah, I remember the hairline.
Yeah.
I don't remember the news.
Yeah, somebody posted the edgeless selfie.
When I seen that shit, I thought it was Lil Duval. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Am I living her best life?
Yeah.
Bitch, I mean, more power to
him. You ever seen one of them hand turkeys kids draw? Thanksgiving. That's what her ponytail look like.
Man, you used to do paper turkeys. Yeah, you was in that class.
Yeah, all the way up to sixth grade.
You know what class I'm talking about?
Yeah, where they wash the table.
We walked the breakfast going together.
They go wash the table before everybody leaves.
Everybody else get 30 minutes for lunch. We get an hour and a half. I was there.
We canceled.
Man, fuck them kids.
Yo, shit.
We gone.
Yo.
Man, I think this Saturday. Like, America love kids. So this will do it. If it rained too hard, America canceled school. Like,
yeah. You know what else America loves? Nah, I ain't gonna say that tonight.
Not tonight. Not tonight.
All right.
Say it. We want America to love black people.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck.
I mean, you know what? Don't even love us. Like us.
Tolerate us.
Yeah, please.
They don't even want to do that no more.
Hey, you telling me six people found hung, lynched.
It's all suicides.
And like, without even just having the decency to give the family, you know, a decent, like,
autopsy.
Try, you know. Hey,
yeah.
I'm going to try. Let me get to the bottom of this. I want to be able to confirm with you wholeheartedly that this was a suicide.
I just don't see how anybody could think that a sane black person would hang themselves.
Even an insane one, because they'll shoot themselves first.
Yeah.
Because it's over.
Especially from a tree. No ladder in sight. None of that. Like, you think the person just climbed that tree with the noose in hand. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it just don't seem possible.
They just go in there and be like, yep.
That's it.
Yep, it's a suicide. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Give them people a fair investigation. Don't just, yep, it's a suicide. That's what they want y'all to think. You really think us as black, like you said, we're going to climb a tree and do all that?
No.
I know y'all think we monkeys, but
we won't even tie our shoes.
Yeah, black people don't even tie their shoes. So I'm going to tie a rope and then tie it around my neck.
We barely
know how
to tie a tie.
Yeah, you're right.
I used to go get black to tie mine in college. Am I lying though?
No.
That nigga stayed in E block, he stayed in F block. I went over there like, you trying to help me out real quick? Shit. Well,
yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I just don't see.
You believe it's suicide?
Nah. Absolutely not. I don't believe there's suicide. I think that's just the easiest thing to label it. You know what I mean?
Because cops are like, they don't want no more smoke, so they trying to do the easiest route.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But
they don't think that's going to fire niggas up?
Because here's my thing, though. It, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, I don't believe there's suicides either, but we are under immense pressure, like, as black people. Like,
talk to me after that episode, bro.
No, I'm good. I'm just saying. But I can see why somebody would be that stressed out to maybe, like, be pushed to the edge. But my push to the edge is I'm going to fuck somebody up if they try me. Somebody else might react differently.
Yeah,
you know
but
what I mean?
even if that's the case, I feel like a black person is not going to hang themselves.
It's not. I don't either.
It's not.
It's going to be a gun to a head, you know.
That's it. pills, overdose or something.
That even seemed like some white teenage shit. Yeah. To be honest, pills.
You know, Bernie Mac did it in Soul, man. Yeah. He spit them out, though. But Marcus died.
Marcus.
May he rest in his shit. But yeah, we're under a lot of pressure as black men. Like I said, we got to stay safe from COVID. We got to stay safe from the police. Then we have to deal with these racist assholes that we grew up with that we realized weren't really our friends growing up. So that's a lot. So, yeah. And I think that's where when they're investigating this, they're not putting in an investigation. They were like, yep, these black men are
killing themselves.
They're killing themselves because they're under a lot of pressure right there. Like, nah, bro, still investigate our shit like some shit going on.
Absolutely.
Like, for real, on gang, I'm going to kill you before I kill me.
Facts.
Yeah,
somebody got to go.
I've been through some shit, but I ain't gonna kill my damn self. Yeah, nah. Not to say nobody kills themselves or anything. Listen,
like, research has shown, like, in order for you to kill yourself, you have to have an intense amount of a chemical imbalance for you to be able to pull that off. I mean, simply cutting yourself, like sitting and cutting yourself, is hard enough to do.
Yeah.
You're telling me, within a matter of that short of a time frame, suddenly, six people kill themselves the exact same way.
Right.
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 Because they said, like, scientifically, you can't bite through your own hand. Like, you can't literally, it's hard to hurt yourself.
You seen that Jamie Foxx movie?
Yeah, I love that movie.
But no, but he ain't talking like he been reading.
No, but no, because even like, not just psychology, like, it's a lot of things you can't do to yourself. Like, it just, your body, your life. Like, when you stop breathing right now, like, it's just something in you says,
breathe.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like, I just can't jack my dick with my left hand. I don't know.
Sometimes I do it in the same instance.
Is he crossing over?
I call it the AI. Sometimes it's Tim Hardaway. Like, boom. Like both hands. Like,
you a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing I'm ambidextrous in. Can't shoot a basketball, not left handed.
You can't shoot with your right hand either.
Sound like a challenge.
Yeah.
He don't want no smoke.
Ooh.
Bruh, we already said we'll race.
Come on, man.
My money on Chizzy.
You like. you just like firing me up.
Yeah, I want to get you in.
For controversy's sake, my money on Justin.
You don't believe black? I think black genuinely do believe that I will beat Justin in a basketball game.
He started laughing.
And I feel like anybody, I seriously do think he.
You think you beat me in a foot race too?
Smoke.
I feel like I can outperform you in any physical activity.
This is gone because let's go. It's gonna ruin my fucking weekend.
Who's trying to take this bet?
I'm so serious.
He already owed me $50 because you couldn't finish.
I see Justin trying to put together a table and it was the most miserable shit.
You right. I do owe you $50. Dang, Chad. I think y'all set it up that way.
Yeah, no. I was rooting against him.
Nigga, it rained for like two goddamn weeks straight. What the fuck you want me to do?
You got pushed through. You got pushed through. Yeah.
And that's why I believe there ain't no suicides, man. Like, black folks. Yeah, black folks push through.
Hey, we're engineers. Yeah, and say what?
What'd you say? Black people, like, they have a hard time committing to shit. Like,
Yeah,
you right.
That's why white people get married at 18.
Now, they strong as fuck, because the girl.
White people, like, especially down here in the Deep South, like, they're all about commitment. They're all about fucking, you know, loving something to the fullest extent.
Who you talking about?
White people in the South.
Oh, the Grits.
What?
The Grits.
The Grits.
Man, go ahead. No, but, like, I know.
Black or idiot.
Yeah. So when I stayed at the Bible college my freshman, they were getting married just so they can fuck.
Yeah, they do that.
Because white women will suck dick till they get married, but they might even let you fuck in the ass.
Yeah. But
they don't go in there. If you go in that pussy, though, like, you got to be married. Yeah. Some of them. That's what I'm saying. That's what's wrong with these bitches.
That's divine intervention, bro.
I'm from Havelock, and that's what they were about. Mm. That's what they were about.
That's some Liberty University.
You was going anal, like, early.
Yeah,
I'm looking for
I'm not a fan of the.
am.
The snow bunnies. The pink toes.
I thought you were talking about that. Poop shoes. I am.
You know what I'm saying? What snow bunnies do to you? I like
what they do.
They're afraid of
them. So I get you scared. Scared of rape charges.
Don't do nothing for me. But that too.
Let's see. He watched Daddy's Little Girls by Tyler Perry.
I never seen Tyler. But no, so my thing is, bro, like, I like fucking them for my ancestors. Like, I like.
I take that's your reparation.
That, like, what I do is I take that 40 frustration.
40 Barbies and a mule, huh?
Yep, all that. Like I said today on Facebook, love, like, white women, if anybody in your family's racist or your significant other's racist, if you want to get back at them, just fuck me.
That sounds like the perfect title for interracial orgy.
Yeah, that's fine.
40 Barbies and a mule.
Yeah. And I'm a pony. And a mule, I'm a pony. I ain't got dick like that. I'm a pony now. Like, shit. I'm horny, boy. I'm horny. But now, like, these white people have really been
my bad.
Yeah, you've been my bad a lot. It's getting to a point.
My bad, be the fuck.
Even before the episode, like,
boy,
he's been really annoying me. They already put us on a Thursday.
Sunday,
but. Oh, hell no! Nah. I can see your hand now. I ain't gonna make it, fella.
Yeah. I ain't gonna make it, fella.
Whatever you have, you talk like.
Nah, MJ do like.
Well, at least I be here, black.
He just want to switch.
One thing with MJ, that motherfucker do a long ass trip in 24 hours, bro. Like that fuck.
He drove to Alabama for two hours.
Just to say, that it was a little eight. To say, hey.
Eight. Probably, yeah, it was eight. Hey. 8 hours. I drove there, drove back.
And drove back.
Ain't no way,
bro.
That's real dedication right there. Nah. Any woman would
fuck
be
my family.
Happy.
Yeah.
No, like, for real.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
You a good guy. Like, you ugly than a motherfucker.
I'm so happy you in a relationship now. Like, it.
Yeah.
I'm, like, it's, I mean, damn,
I,
boy.
I just followed Justin.
Is Justin the only one left now?
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, if you following me, you going to leave him.
I could have sworn somebody called you a tall glass of water.
No, my coworker called a tall white man a tall glass of water. I thought he said Fiji, too. I said, this nigga, why?
Yeah.
Then, like I said, next day, my coworker said, you like women. Man, I'm telling you, I experienced some shit at work, man. I told my coworker he was a whole ass nigga last week.
Work crazy, buddy.
Yeah.
They were shooting out in my parking lot, buddy.
For what?
I don't know. They shot up the food truck and everything.
The taco truck?
I don't know what the gyros, I think.
The word?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And they call heroes for real.
Hero? Hero? Something.
I don't know. Fuck them.
What that Arby's commercial you saying?
We have. Wait.
Oh, y'all are wild. Gay.
Speaking of Arby's, you remember that strip club we went to in D.C.?
Yeah, I do.
The house?
We were shooting ping pong balls. And never mind. I ain't gonna tell that story.
No, that was pure gold in Raleigh. We were shooting
dollar bills.
We were shooting dollar bills.
So I'm just saying, black people need to stop killing themselves.
Oh shit!
We get off topic, but I apologize. Speaking of black people,
dude,
Bubba Wallace.
He
probably about to hang
himself. Somebody asked him to.
Somebody called him Bubba Smollett.
Bubba Smollett. Bubba Smollett. Hey, I'm not going to lie. When I first heard this story, I was like, yo, this a little fishy now.
Yeah, it was just too close to home. Man. Yeah. Not too close to home, but like too close to him speaking out. It was like they were trying to make a name for
a story out of it. Yeah.
Hey, funny shit. Y'all seen Shaq got a yacht?
Nah, but that makes sense.
And he called, like, he named the yacht Free Throw. Somebody said that's a good name. That way you know it won't sink. Oh, that's funny. But my man, what were we talking about?
Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks.
It's the same nigga.
I found you.
Miss.
Dolly get ugly.
Hey,
I'm drunk. I'm sorry, yo. I'm sorry.
Them white folk crazy though. They still flying the Confederate flag over the arena.
In a plane, bro.
Yeah.
Not much money they had to spend for that. Oh, they like, let me go see if Jasper got a plane. A crop duster. Fucking Jasper, man.
I'm sure they got a little farm plane.
Yeah. The crop duster.
I already know they got a foot stop. That's what I'm saying. What's our North Carolina little slogan?
First in flight.
Yeah, then Jasper.
Jasper. Jasper Wright.
I'm
Let me hook this banner up to it.
That nigga said crop duster.
Yeah. And then once you fly out over there, you can finish your crop. Man, these people, bro, it's just crazy how much hatred they have in their heart that they will put so much time and resources into things like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That all they said was don't fly the Confederate flag at a NASCAR race.
Oh, nah.
You shit me. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's crazy because they also said they had record-breaking numbers of the amount of black people that were at the last race. It was like 6, I think they said. 6 people with it. Record-breaking.
Or the Alvin Kamara.
I'm like, shit, I'm about to see what the next NASCAR.
And then when they showed them on camera, they said, hey, y'all, it's Lil Uzi Vert. Oh,
well, I seen one person say, y'all already have basketball, football, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is all we have, and y'all trying to strip the heritage out of this for us.
Nah, they still got hockey.
Trying to strip the racism.
They still got hockey.
Apparently they it was a hockey. Negro in Canada. Like, it was some Negro boys in Canada that started, like...
Hockey. Yeah. I heard that story as
but
well.
Never like
well, they started a game similar to what is known as hockey today.
Okay.
Yeah.
They won't give us credit. Like, this is one white dude trying to argue me down to goddamn death that Beethoven ain't black.
Yeah, they said Beethoven.
Yeah, same shit.
Same shit.
You know what I mean? Same. When a black man plays a piano, you get Ray Charles.
Slap him at work. What time you work?
I laughed
a little bit.
What
time you work?
8 a.m.
What's his name?
It's gonna
be a shootout.
I seen a video on IG. Dude was a white dude. He had a Confederate flag.
All white dudes named Jasper now.
Jasper and King.
All racist white men named Jasper. Yeah, fuck. I'm sorry.
It was a video on IG. White dude had a Confederate flag, and he was like, "This is part of my heritage. My family had to fight for their farm, you know, during this time and everything." The black dude had a suit on, right? He tightened the suit up. You know, it was like, "Who worked that farm?"
Yeah.
White dude ain't had nothing to say after that.
They fought for what? They lost. They lost.
That's what I'm not understanding. You, why are you flying the flag of a loser?
Yeah. You think I go fly my Panther flag after we just went 5-11? Yeah. Hell no!
I'm waiting to win again.
You got
Panther's flag.
No, I'm just saying, you get my point. Yeah. Did you fly y'all shit?
I still wear my hat.
But no, the thing is, so the slogan is the South will rise again. Okay.
It's because of 2 Chainz?
No, I'm talking about
the
Confederate flag. So what exactly are you promoting here?
Racism.
You know that.
Yeah.
We know that. Yeah. But when you ask one of them that, they don't
have an answer. They know. They just know what they're saying.
I seen a post that said things are much better when we own them. I said, own what? Like, what do you mean you own
it? I showed you that post. It was George Washington that said, yeah, we would have been stacking bodies by now. Huh?
Yeah.
The only thing I wish
is that us as black people could all get on one page and push forward with one movement. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what page they choose, but I'm saying, like, for instance,
if
like
we throw an event, there's gonna be niggas asking to get in for free.
No, so what I'm saying is, like, with the NBA, you got a part of the group that doesn't want to play. They say, let's just focus on, you know, the racial inequalities and protesting and all of that. Cool. You got the other group that's like, hey, let's still play and we can still fight for the injustices and you know, you know, if to me on the outside looking in, I think white, and I can't speak for white people, but I think white people are looking at it like, shit, they divided already. You know what I mean? Like they can't.
Especially when we see stuff like Black Trans Matter, Black Gays Matter, Black Girls Matter. We just need to get Black Lives Matter across first.
Correct.
Then we can go back.
Correct.
But y'all are all
would that be, and I'm asking.
Yeah.
Before y'all cancel me.
Yeah.
Isn't saying, like, for example, Black Trans Matter, wouldn't that be synonymous to saying All Lives Matter?
Basically. Here's the argument that All Lives Matter can make too. So they also can argue that, oh, so they're saying all lives matter, but you're saying only Black trans lives matter, so then those other Black lives don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Because then Black gays would say, well, Black gays matter.
Or Black girls, and then Black men. Yeah. And then Black gymnasts, and then Black basketball players. And you're just like, bro, we need to solidify.
Right.
To play devil's advocate, like, the people that are saying Black trans lives matter could use the same argument as Black lives matter to the white lives matter, to the All Lives Matter movement.
No, you're right. All lives matter is white lives
matter. Because I think that started after one of them got killed.
But, okay, so that's...
One of them got killed, and that's when they started saying that. So they could be saying that because, all right, right now the situation is, for me, you know... This African American transsexual just got killed, and right. we need to bring awareness to it. So, you know, I can see both sides.
Yeah.
Which then, if you can see both sides of that, should you be able to see both sides of All Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter?
No.
Okay. Me either. I don't. Okay.
Okay. Just making sure. Look,
y'all looked at each other like, we finna have to do
it. I didn't even look at that. I looked straight at you like I ain't gonna make a podcast.
I mean, Black Lives Matter, bro.
No, because, like, the thing is, people, like I said, just my issue is All Lives Matter to me just sounds like White Lives Matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because those people that are saying All Lives Matter don't give a fuck about Redskins. They don't give a fuck about people from Afghanistan. They don't give a fuck about people from Canada, Mexico.
People from Jamaica.
And Jamaica. They definitely don't give a fuck about niggas from Jamaica. Yeah.
Fuck Jamaica.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, those people who say that don't give a fuck about them. Mm-mm. If they damn sure don't give a fuck about Black Lives Matter, they just damn sure don't give a fuck about... They love Mexican food, but they don't give a fuck about Mexicans, bro.
This is what I can't wrap my mind around. It's like,
they love Modelo.
We're not saying that Black lives are more important than white lives. We're not saying Black lives are more important than Hispanic lives. We're just saying Black lives matter, and they have a problem with that. Like, that's, I don't get it. Like, all we're saying is, look, we're the ones that are being targeted. We're the ones that's being mistreated. You know, and not getting our fair day in court, I guess you could say.
Where the DC sniper at?
Jail.
Let him back out.
Yeah.
I said it.
Who are you going to shoot, though?
No, what I'm saying is, when some shit like that happened.
Yeah, I didn't think he had a preference.
I don't remember who killed him. It was 2000. I was 11 years old.
He was just at gas stations.
But what I really was trying to say was, niggas got
93 premium.
They're not having an issue where they're being wiped off the earth for no reason.
Correct.
For any reason at all.
Correct.
So they can't say All Lives Matter like they have an issue. They've been privileged since they came out of that little pink pussy they came out of. So they can't say, like, they have a lot more than we have.
Yeah.
They can't, like, your life already mattered, bro.
Yeah, right.
So y'all seen the video of the Black twins. Black, you seen
it. Yeah.
Right? So they made one of the arguments. So they are All Lives Matter. All Lives Matter. That's what they were yelling. they pretty much were saying that Black Lives Matter was, you know, a Democrat-driven whatever to secure the black vote, whatever. Pretty much their argument for All Lives Matter. I'm fucked up.
So when I seen that video, right, the first thing I thought about was the video. I don't know if y'all looked at it that I sent in the group or not, but it was it had a song with it, and it was like, "Look at the coons." It was the
Trump rally.
Man, fuck them. Honestly, fuck
was Candace Owens there?
Same bitch.
I don't like her.
Man, I don't think anybody.
I really fucked my thought. I can't bounce back.
They were basically saying All Lives Matter, and yeah. they were trying to make. And these are two black twins. Even though they were light skinned,
I think that's evident though that All Lives Matter. I think that's evident. Like I seen a comedian say. I told y'all this earlier. I seen a comedian say. He said when people say All Lives Matter to when people say Black Lives Matter is equivalent to you coming home and your girl asking you, baby, do you love me? And you say, of course, I love everybody. Your woman is going to probably beat your ass or try to go upside your head.
Like you said, Jay ain't going to call us like, yeah, I need to come stay at your crib.
Yeah, like it's apparent. Yes, All Lives Matter, but specifically, it seems like y'all don't care about black lives, so we have to put that out there.
You lost it again.
Look, I told you.
You should have just. I'm looking at it like, yeah. No, you're right, though. Like, it's like I said, they're combating it. Yeah. It's not like they're not including themselves, they're just combating
it. Yeah. And it's like what I said earlier. I said, we're not saying that our lives matter more than anybody else.
Me and Marion.
So they said, I got it. So they said the thing is, the reason they don't necessarily say white lives matter and they say all lives matter is because apparently white people hold their own people accountable to a higher standard. That's essentially what they said in the video.
Look at the coon.
He pretty much said black people don't hold each other accountable. And like he tried to use the Mike Brown case and Ferguson as an example. He was like, you know, everybody was screaming, damn, he was unarmed. But, you know, Mike Brown apparently, according to witnesses who were both white and black, you know, reached in the car and was like punching the officer in the face, like pretty much saying Mike Brown deserved to die.
Because the officer couldn't take an ass with
him. You telling me because this officer a sorry ass nigga that can't fight.
Yeah, and most of them they can't and fight.
Pretty much they were saying we have not or we did not hold Mike Brown accountable for his actions. Yes, the fuck we did.
Yeah, we did.
Once we found out everything that transpired,
deserve to die.
If I get punched in the face tomorrow, black, even though I'm a shooter, nigga. I didn't have a right to.
No.
You know what I mean? Mm. And I'm going to have to go to jail.
Talk your shit.
Speaking of officers.
I'm going to have to go to jail.
Did y'all see the swole dude talking about y'all can DM me and we can set up a waiver. And then boxers start hitting him up and he was like, nah, that's not what I meant.
Who said that?
Some swole cop.
Muscular cop that pretty much saying, he was a cop. And he was like, y'all want to say fuck the police, huh? And he flexing and shit. He was like, bitch, y'all won't hit me up to get in the ring so I could beat your ass without the badge.
And then Deontay Wilder hit him up to this day.
The boxer started hitting him up, and then he come back, and he's like,
if y'all think I'm going to get in this ring.
He said, I don't just want to fight nobody, but if I did something wrong to you, and then you want to fight me, then we can get in the ring. You know what I mean? I was like.
Somebody said, can't you fight?
Who, me?
Yeah. I put $1,000 up that Chad can beat you up, Arlington.
On game.
He done got serious.
Chad said he'll shake the room. You should see these pot smoke braids. Like but
you saw that video.
No, that wasn't a room. I promise.
I'm gonna call it.
But now, but a lot of the cops, You were about to say something too. I don't know what you were about to say.
He lost it.
Yeah. Move on. But a lot of those cops that can't fight, the reason they become a cop is because they can't fight and they can carry their badge legally with no repercussion. They know they can kill a nigga and not go to jail for it.
Yeah. Bro,
go ahead.
My cousin used to beat this nigga up like all the time. Nigga became a cop and then it was World War
III. He tough now, right?
Yeah, he tough.
Let me ask you this.
All the time tough.
This nigga?
Out of a, there you go.
I forgot.
Yeah, he got bullied in college. No. I remember. I was one of them.
out of 100 cops, right? If you got 100 cops from Durham, 100 cops from Durham, whether they were white, black, or whatever, Durham.
Dorm.
He's in dorm room.
if you told them that, hey, starting tomorrow, we're going to take y'all guns away from y'all. Y'all can't police with guns no more.
Yeah.
How many of them do you think will quit?
In Durham?
Yeah, in Durham.
You said percentage-wise or how many?
How many out of that 100?
All of them.
88. 88 of them.
I say 98.
There's probably 12 real niggas on the Durham TV.
I don't even think it's that many.
You think it's
12 of them?
I
know about three.
I know two chicks. That's the real goddamn deal.
Is it the bitch that was on Facebook and said, y'all, who tell me team bands right now? I'm pulling y'all out the car. Because I want that bitch. Y'all seen that bitch?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know you're talking about.
I want the smoke.
Why he just called the bitch 8 times?
I don't know the bitch name. What
the fuck? What's wrong with you, man?
But nah, seriously, like.
We need to do better.
No, we don't.
We do.
Raising dogs.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
He the only one with a daughter, and she the only one I don't call a bitch.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah, that's my little baby.
I thought you were about to say. With our black women, man.
Nah, I'm like, I love y'all ladies.
What is wrong with you?
But I'm horny. I'm telling you. I'm horny and I'm distracted.
Yeah, you didn't get no pussy acting like that.
We can't forget about Breonna Taylor, neither y'all.
We can't, man. The more and more I read, at first I didn't understand the case, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't. So when I read the case,
didn't even know what the case was.
So when I read the article, I was like, so where are the cops wrong? And then the more and more I thought about it, I said, I get it. Because they had no right to just enter in her house shooting the way they did. Because when I first read it, I was like, okay, the nigga shot at the cops first. They shot back.
That's the way they tried to make it seem.
And then the more and more I read, I was like, oh, no, they didn't serve a warrant. Or they were serving a warrant, but it was like a no-knock warrant.
It was a no-knock warrant, yep.
And I was like, well, I know me personally, if I had a gun, somebody busted my house.
I think the big thing was they shot her to death after... Bro was already detained.
Yeah. Word? Yeah.
Are you for
real? Yeah.
Whoa.
They had already caught the person.
And bro said he was only shooting because he thought somebody was breaking
in. Breaking in, right.
Like, I pray to God, Durham don't serve a no-knock warrant on me for any reason. Because if I hear my door get kicked in the middle of the night, I'm probably going to be shooting too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
I've seen you in action. Woo! I've been ready to shoot a motherfucker. That's why I didn't know that part.
Yeah, man.
I don't understand how.
It's some wild shit going on in Kentucky altogether. I read some shit about some voter suppression type shit that they on too.
Well, they shut down like over, I want to say over 200 voting stations.
Yeah, for a county.
For like two.
Yeah.
It's two voter stations for a county of like 600,000 people.
Yeah, so they had a video of
and it's a predominantly black county.
Of like voters in line that's been in line for hours like banging on the wall because voting, I think polling hours is about to come to an end, and they're like, what the fuck going on? Yeah. Like, we've been out here for 3-4 hours.
Who you think doing that?
You can do everything on your phone. Why can't you vote on your phone?
No, that ain't gonna.
You imagine me voting 17 times for Joe Biden right now.
Yeah. Joe Button.
Cause I just create so many emails just to vote for Joe Biden. I can see me now.
Amazon like, Prime got me fucked.
Yeah. Man, I mean, how many Netflix accounts I had before I had money? Like, the fuck? But nah, like, that's just wild, though. Like, yeah. Who you think, I know it's a conspiracy, but who you think inspired to do that? You think it's a state official or, like, federal officials?
Who the governor of Kentucky?
That'd be interesting.
Who the fuck knows, Marion? Are you serious?
I don't believe in politics.
I forget Kentucky a state half the time. Same shit. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, who? I don't. Other than the basketball team at Kentucky, University of Kentucky, nobody gives a fuck about Kentucky.
My fear is that we're going to see more shit like that when it comes to the presidential election. And they're going to try to blame it on COVID.
R.I.P. Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, like same bitch.
Oh, man. What? Bruh, he about to drop another stimulus on y'all.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Still ain't gonna get my vote.
Look. And hear me out when I say that, all right? Look.
This coming from a person that's been working on. Whole time too.
Hear me out. He shoot me 5 bands. I mean, we got something to talk about.
This your first time voting, and this is what you going for?
Money talk.
Money talk. Bullshit walk. I mean,
he already told y'all
what's gonna happen, right?
If you vote for him, you're not black.
Shit, my fucking. Elizabeth Warren was paying niggas to try to get their vote. Like, I should have took the money.
If she was running, she would definitely get my vote. She was trying to erase all student loans and all.
Yeah, I really feel like Biden hired a group of niggas to run up on Bernie and Elizabeth and say, drop out if I fuck y'all up. Like,
I used to get the text messages, and they, for whatever reason, they got my name saved as Taj. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, you too fat.
But they'd be like, hey, Taj, you want to be a part of the Elizabeth Warren coalition? I'd be like, y'all paying? They'd be like, yes. And then I feel like I'd be scared to like. Bro, this is real, bro. Bro, this is.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Let goddamn Trump. Offer, you know, $1,000 a week. Boy, I'd be walking the door to door, goddamn it, putting flies in that bitch.
Hello. Are you ready for time to turn?
Trust your time. Let's make 2020. Let's make America great again.
With apple pie, because they ain't got no baby.
Back for Trump. Back it down to the goddamn socks.
A grand a week? Yes, sir.
Think I don't make that now. The fuck?
Wait, how many
weeks? Untaxed? Yeah.
I mean, I still get to keep my
look at the coons out here. Well, I mean, what's saying? What? Look at the coons.
Now, we need another thing, Saul. What's the thing, Saul, we can use for our Trump 2020? It's going to be...
We couldn't go with the fuck Donald Trump by YG. We have to go with something else.
Nah, it's going to be John B. Don't listen to what
people say.
Don't listen to what people say.
Hell no. Trump 2020.
What after?
Literally, no. I'm still voting for Biden, but I'm definitely spreading the word.
Yeah, Trump will never do that. He know he'll get something next.
Yeah, because think about it. We're going to drop them flies off, but them niggas still going to say, fuck y'all niggas. Yeah. Like,
on the back of it, we're going to be like, this ain't real.
Now I'm like, hold up. I'm just trying to get paid. You can rip this shit up as soon as I leave, whatever you want to do.
Extra $2,000 every 2 weeks. Yes, sir. Sign me up. Yeah.
Niggas, I'm going to make that now.
Amnesia. Going crazy.
No, you Michael Jackson beat it. I love it.
Yo, this nigga got a dance move.
Hold up, do it again. Oh my god,
man.
Oh shit. Oh,
god.
Yeah.
On a Thursday.
I'm drunk.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, I got goods armpits. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
What?
Gillette triple action, bro.
You said you mean yo, when you twist your shit, it come up like spaghetti.
It'll slow up the moisture.
it come out like spaghetti, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Clear gel.
Nah, this you shit know. Look like Play-Doh. Fuck you. Like, hey. Man.
Anything else to talk about?
Yeah, it's plenty, man. Let's see. I don't know.
So, like I said, in my hood, they voted 4-3 to remove the Confederate statue.
Mm-hmm.
So, mind you, there's Lewisburg College in my neighborhood.
Okay.
JUCO is usually predominantly black.
Lewisburg College?
Yeah. Okay. It's on two sides of the street, and they have a Confederate statue in the middle of it.
On the roundabout.
Who's on it? Do you know?
I don't give a fuck about okay. that.
Johnny Appleseed.
Same shit. Really, yeah, I thought I said that was on
fire. I did, too. I said, damn. I'm it's in the middle of the street in between the college, and it's worrisome. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna say like worrisome. It's worrisome.
I thought it was worrisome.
Yeah. It's worrisome. But
worrisome. Yeah. Worrisome.
But like, think about bringing somebody on a visit there and they see that, and they're like, you know what? Fuck this. You know what I mean?
But this shit's happening all across America though. Like,
that's Martin Luther King.
I heard about
I just hate that you get the boost in mouth every episode. Why the corners of your mouth way? I'm glad they can't see it.
I'm hungry for success.
I thought you about to see you creamy.
What? Somebody DM Justin. Some woman, please get something soon. Jesus
Christ. But you're right. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah, like I read that it's a couple of black athletes at Liberty University
mm-hmm.
who's leaving because of, I think, Jerry Falwell, the founder of Liberty University. He owned slaves or something like that. And then the star running back for Mississippi State, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. Or it was Oklahoma State.
No, it's Mississippi State.
Mississippi
too.
State. Oh, not Ole Miss, but yeah, Mississippi State. He's actually sitting out because the state of Mississippi won't remove the Confederate flag from their state flag or the Confederate portion from the state flag.
But I was thinking about Oklahoma State, their star running back, who's a projected first round pick.
Mike Gundy.
He's about to sit out because Mike Gundy posted a picture with him with OAN, which is like some far left like television network. He wore that on a picture he posted, and he was like, you know what? Fuck Oklahoma State. I'm not even playing this year unless he's gone.
It's the same shit Dabo was on with football matters. Like, insensitive as a motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck him.
So, as far as the players are concerned. I think, and hear me out, Colin Kaepernick doing it, cool. You as a college player trying to get to the next level, transfer. Find a school that suits you better instead of sitting down, wasting a year. Even though you may not be able to play at whatever school you transfer to, depending on how your conference or whatever division is set up.
You want to know what my argument with that is?
What?
Why? So here's my thing. If he has to transfer, he has to sit out a year.
Right.
Why do that? Why even waste that time when you can just go in the NFL and actually like, get paid no matter
that's
what?
That's true. Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, for certain players, certain...
What I'm saying, he's a... It's different for different
for
players.
For different players.
He's a projected first-round pick. At worst, he sits out a year, and he's a running back, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So, your with running backs, his shelf life is... He get one or two more years.
You see, Todd... How old is Todd Gurley? 26.
26. And he
traded.
Already,
but he gonna have his next 2 years will be solid.
Who cares?
His next 2 years.
He ain't play for my team no more.
Who, Todd Gurley?
Todd Gurley.
He might have 900 yards rushing next year.
I give you 1,000. Who wanna shake on it?
I'm done. I'm done baiting on you.
50.
I take that 50.
Because like it's not him. I just really feel like his body has been broken down from all the years in Tarboro and Georgia where he fucked this like shit up.
Nigga said Tarboro. His body won't get him broken down in Tarboro.
No, he wouldn't get
we could not stop
him. He wasn't getting tackled.
That like we played them third round state playoffs and he trampled us bad.
Nobody put a lick on him?
No. Couldn't get to him, bro.
They hit that corner and it was up.
You know the kind of offense they
wing
T. Around.
The wing T.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is he gets the ball 100% of the times. I lied. That was a year before. No, that was a year after. The year before, well, that year, they had a nigga named D Hawk, Demarius Harper.
Yeah.
They always the quarterback out there. Was a problem, too. So they got Demarius Harper, Todd Gurley, and the quarterback. Mm. And these niggas are going crazy. Mm. I mean, like, That year they were rushing. They were rushing about 300 yards a game.
They always had people
we
like
did that
though.
In high school. We did. My senior year we did like over 300 a game.
Yeah, we did too. My junior year, y'all beat us. Lewisburg beat us bad. But then my senior year when I went to Running Rapids, we took y'all to double overtime.
That's the year like everybody left like Hakeem McGregor. But somebody brought up a valid question. It was Arlington. Why not him transfer to a HBCU?
There we go.
That's what I love.
So, yeah, because he'll be in division down.
Yeah, see?
And he won't have to sit out.
I'm not going to lie to you. I wish more black athletes coming out of high school would go to HBCU.
The thing is, we got to get the athletes first before the funding.
Yeah, absolutely.
ESPN goes where the people are.
I think that's where it breaks, though. Like, people are not understanding that.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you right now, that young kid, Mikey Williams, if he was to go to, like, a A&T or North Carolina Central, I could guarantee you ESPN will be
at
almost every game.
Bro, Brian got to go to Fantasy Stadium.
Have y'all seen Mikey Williams?
That changed the game.
Yeah. He'll get drafted. This Imani Bates, too, they'll get drafted top 10 this year.
And the thing is, like, they can go to these HBCUs. So, Chuba Howard, the dude from Oklahoma State.
The cameras will follow them.
Yes, absolutely.
I think the issue with him, the only issue I say with him, you're talking about a projected first round pick at Oklahoma State. I feel like he goes to HBCU.
He lost.
He drops a couple rounds.
He does.
You know what I'm saying? With Mikey Williams and them and the basketball side of things, it's a little different.
Let that be your protest.
That's what I was going to say. You have to make a difference. You're gonna have to sacrifice something. Don't sacrifice at all,
but you're gonna have to make some kind of sacrifice. Which is why I don't necessarily think at their level of playing right now or where they are, like I don't think the sacrifice should be I'm gonna sit out till y'all Chip Kelly ain't getting fired. Whoever.
Yeah.
Them niggas ain't going nowhere, bro.
Chip Kelly will get fired.
And so here's my thing too.
You know what I'm saying? But I get what you're saying,
Like MJ was saying, the cameras are gonna follow you.
Football is a little different.
Okay, football may be a little different, but at the same time, I feel like if you're good enough to play in the NFL, you will be fine.
Good ain't
it? Tariq Cohen. That's exactly what you're gonna say. Tariq Cohen from
he led AT to a national championship. They did win, right?
I don't think they went that far.
He got drafted, third, fourth round?
Fourth round. And he got overdrafted. Not to say he didn't deserve to go that far, but he wasn't projected to go that high.
Shit, Shannon Sharp was a seventh round draft pick.
Now he's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Three-time champion, too.
Did you see the story he told?
Uh-uh.
So he
about his brother.
Oh, about him wanting to transfer to the University of Miami.
He was about to transfer to Miami, so he gets some exposure. But the coach said, nah, if good as you are, you're going to get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Like you gonna play in the NFL? He was about to go to the U with Mike Irvin.
Then. Yeah, that would have been. They already won, but then you got this loud nigga.
Everybody on cocaine. Now,
yeah,
man, that would have tore Miami the fuck up. But yeah, Mike said he was at Savannah State, another HBCU.
Yeah,
he said I could have did this. He said, but the coach told me. He said I see it. You gonna play in the NFL. He stayed there. Look at him. Hall of Famer.
If you can play, you can play.
One of the most successful shows on sports television.
If you can play, you can play. Basketball different, though, than football.
I thought that kid from Shaw was going to make it, but he ain't yet. But he playing in the G League.
Yeah.
But I thought I seen him move, and I was like, he got it. Yeah, but you're right. But Mikey is gonna make it no matter where
he's going. Yeah,
Bronny might be a little hesitant. Like he need to give it a couple years.
Come to Elizabeth City State.
But Bronny was only a freshman though,
right?
Yeah.
But you got a real
and off his name, regardless, he's gonna make it. Oh, just off his name, he's gonna get a chance. You say he shouldn't? Yeah. Oh, because his daddy got money.
His daddy a billionaire.
He should be. Why he don't go to the I Promise school?
Yeah, I Promise school is for people who don't have money.
I thought it was for the people that wash tables like Black did.
Same shit.
Wash tables.
Didn't you say y'all walked together hand in hand?
You said you was in a special ed class.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did.
You said 35 minutes ago. I remember. Yeah.
But Big D used to make him clean the tables.
He said, yeah, they. I promise to clean these tables. But no, but seriously. But just like people had a problem with Diddy's son when he went to UCLA. Like, why is your son getting a scholarship?
Yeah.
Like, your dad's worth $600 million. He's like, he earned his scholarship.
But at the same time, you see what all them other white folks was doing, like, that whole big scandal?
Yeah, they was faking, like, people went to jail off that.
Yeah.
What, Betty White?
Huh? Fuck her.
I thought she was in jail.
She can't die, bro.
She can't.
She must have said Black Lives Matter. I swear, if she would say All Lives Matter, she would have crooked.
Yeah. Facts. Especially with COVID out here.
Y'all done killed two people today.
Yo, COVID cases are rising again.
Yeah. Crazy. And they
keep moving faces.
Texas, like, said, never mind. Side.
Texas never closed. Yeah. Texas never closed. Shit. That was a problem.
Florida neither. Florida opened back up the beaches and everything.
Yeah, did they ever close the beaches?
I don't think so.
Yeah. They did, but they opened them up quick.
They said the beaches and the golf courses were essential. That's what they said.
To relieve stress.
Yeah.
Well, for white people?
White privilege at its finest.
Yeah, because like here, Roy said, Phase 3 was supposed to come back this week.
No.
Cause the niggas like, I need the gym back, bitch. If you don't set your fucking ass up,
right?
You talking about the biggest hot box you can get, and you want to go in there and catch COVID?
Bitch ain't go to the gym before. Then all of a sudden,
I get it, MJ. You done put on a little weight because you were working out before. No offense, but we can tell your shit done dropped. Like,
that's cool.
But you know, you probably still weigh the same, but you ain't working out like you were. But
I ain't pressed for no gym, though.
To be so stupid to think a gym is what's going to do it for you. You ain't going to wear your fucking mask in the gym. No, you ain't going to clean that equipment off like you're supposed to.
You ain't going to wear no gloves, all that.
No. Yeah. Hell no. People so fucking stupid. They so ready to get back to their regular life.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck what happened to themselves.
Yeah.
I just had another motherfucker I know come on Facebook and basically say, I've been in the hospital for a week. I hate that I ain't been able to see my husband, this old lady, of course. I haven't been able to see my husband this whole week, and I'm so scared for my life. And y'all begging to open the fucking gym back up? You want to walk around the mall to buy your fucking shoes?
Yep.
The mall's open, too, ain't
it? Yeah, they are, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Justin.
What?
Did you just cliche that, get a grip on life?
You got to.
Okay.
I didn't mean to.
Okay.
I need to start rapping. But you really need to... Y'all need to prioritize yourself. You really, like, it's a mandate in Raleigh to wear a mask everywhere you go, even on sidewalks.
I went in the C store today.
What the fuck that is?
I went to my Aunt Betty crib.
Okay.
And the man told me like this. He stood at the door and did this. Pointed me out the door. I was like,
because you ain't had no mask.
I had no mask.
Exactly. You even have to wear a mask on the sidewalk.
I have to wear I wear a mask all 9, day 10, work. 11 hours a day.
Like, my beard, you can see the indentions in my beard. It was already patchy than a motherfucker, but you can see where, like, I have to wear the mask and them little strings are sitting.
It don't look different.
I know your bitch ass ain't talking.
Nah, I just cleaned up this week, man. I did.
Anyway.
Little thing going on.
But to see people out in front of my store walking around like it's no fucking care in the world. They're supposed to be getting arrested and cited for being out on the sidewalk like that. We had a bitch all week this week. Every day this week, she come in there with no mask on.
To work?
No, she come in as a customer. And she says for her religion, I said, bitch, shut up. Shut up.
It might be, man.
No, this little white bitch to have Confederate flag panties on talking about, I don't know if she really do, but you know what I'm saying? She one of them. Talking about it's against her religion.
Her man to wear a mask?
Yeah, because in the mandate, it says the only reason is you don't have to wear a mask if it's against your religion, medical condition, your grooming, or eating.
I'm trying to think.
It's blaspheming.
Like, what religion?
Exactly.
Not one.
And not this white bitch. She ain't wearing no. So then we, she finally. So
she had no shoes on, neither did she.
She had on rainbows.
Which rainbows? She ain't had no
them little shits with the toes at. But look, so then my coworker tell her, like, you can't be in here with no mask on. So she went to help her outside. She finally admitted, like, after like 30 minutes being in 95 degree weather, I really just didn't want to wear a mask because I feel like it's against my rights.
Privilege, man.
White privilege.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask. Why do you want to catch COVID? Why don't you believe in it?
I feel like the people that don't like to wear masks don't like wearing rubbers neither.
I don't.
See.
But I wear my mask.
Glad you spoke up.
But like you said, last week, I'd rather be uncomfortable than be sick.
Yeah, so my thoughts, yeah. I'll be honest. I was one of those people. Ooh. Even though I had family.
We all were.
I don't know, you just annoyed me. I'm sorry, bro.
We all were.
Nah, but I'm a person that's open to change. Okay. Like, I can accept criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we told you love Whitey for 6 months and you just now started.
I'll hold myself accountable. I really will.
All
right. And if something as simple as what that person said, saying, look, for those of y'all bitching about this goddamn mask, like, the biggest inconvenience of wearing a mask if the CDC is wrong is that you was hot. Yeah. Like, boo fucking who, man? Like, what the fuck ever? But what if they are right?
But you're exempted, though. Because of medical reasons.
Heart disease.
I sat there and watched you penciling that lame ass up. I know Black Slow. He out there, he was using his finger like he was counting.
Medical.
Barbecue sauce.
You know what he used to tell him? Yeah. And then it came to him and he was like, you?
Yeah. Okay. But.
Lame ass boy.
Lame ass nigga. Like, fuck Desi Bates. But yeah,
He's still.
But I like you said,
he got to come for funny videos.
No, yeah,
I'm not laughing.
I ain't followed him, so I don't know.
You don't follow?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Since he told us protesting won't work, and then George Floyd murderers got arrested the next day, I said shut the fuck up. Yeah, but wear your mask, stay safe. Like I said, I don't like to wear rubbers, but I wear that mask. You hear me? I catch committee if I catch.
You're not